Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal!
Right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it? Hey, what's going on, everybody? Q here with Project Nerd, and it is time again, my friends, for a brand new season of Project Unreal. That's right. It's the most unrealist, is that a word, podcast on the Project Nerd Network. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with the series, and for those of you familiar with the series, strap in, because I'm about to explain how it goes. We're a weekly show. Every week, I am joined by a new comedian guest, as well as potentially a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. We will all sit, chit-chat, and then we will be given fake character descriptions, and then we will act out an improv scene of sorts. Now, tonight's guest is none other than Rachel Wilson. What's happening, Rachel?
Hello, hello. It is storming on my end of the world.
I hear it. It's lovely. It's actually very, it's like the thunderstorm sounds that I use to go to sleep at night. It's very relaxing.
Yes, it's very peaceful. I may just fall asleep in the middle of this episode.
But that's not due to the rain. That's narcolepsy.
So. Narcolepsy. And also, if my power goes out, then I'm following
and it's night,
very closely behind
nighttime.
It. Yeah.
If the power goes out and rainstorms are happening, that means bedtime. Let's hope that we can make it through the episode without that happening.
Fingers crossed.
Now, I want to introduce listeners to you particularly because some of them may have already seen you. You made a guest appearance on The Last Word, a game show episode.
A game show series
that we do. And you were awesome.
Thank you very much.
I believe you called out on that episode your longtime hula hoop rival for a rematch that we're still waiting to hear.
Yeah. Caitlin, if you're out there,
listen, just
I'm waiting.
Just
waiting for you.
I feel like that was like a cool, like they have those little boxing promos before like a big boxing match, and they're like, I'm coming for you unless you're too scared to get the title, to take the title, because I'm not scared. And what people may not know is you are a member of our newest podcast series to the Project Nerd family. That is Murder, She Joked.
Yeah, boy.
Can you tell myself and the listeners a little bit about kind of what Murder, She Joked is?
Yeah, Murder, She Joked used to be exclusively women, but we've started welcoming some male guests on the show with this. But we are an improvised comedy podcast in the form of a true crime show, like a true crime documentary or podcast.
Sure.
So everything we do is made up, and we just have a hell of a lot of fun doing it.
It's awesome. I highly recommend everybody check it out when it hits the network, but don't wait until then. Go check it out right now. They have two full seasons of the show out and about on podcast airwaves right now. Just do a search for Murder, She Joked wherever you listen to podcasts, and check it out, and then get excited for their third season, which is going to drop the first week of July exclusively as part of the Project Nerd Network. And we are so pumped and excited. Now, speaking of improv, that's a little bit about what this show is. And since this is your first time joining us, I'm going to kind of explain the rules to you. There are no rules. It's all made up. Doesn't matter. No, I am going to, in just a few minutes, we are going to get unreal, if you will. And I am going to Facebook message you a character description. And you'll have just a few seconds to look over that character description. And then when we come back, you are going to be fully embodying your character. It's going to be like a real Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman type situation.
I'm going to channel my inner Edward Norton.
Yes, I want you in character all the time, a la Jared Leto playing the Joker. Like, I want.
Whoa.
I need you to take a deep dive. This needs to be method. Okay. This is
no pressure.
No pressure.
I just want 100% of you.
Listen, if this doesn't win an Academy Award, which is crazy, I know, because this is a podcast and not technically qualifying in any way for an Academy Award. But if you don't at least get nominated, I'm going to be very disappointed. No pressure.
You know what? No pressure. Okay, cool. No pressure. Cool. Feeling good. Feeling light.
Let's just keep it loosey-goosey. No big deal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, things are going to stop being real and start getting very unreal. How's it going, everybody? Q here, and it's time for another Project Nerd interview. Now, this one is very, very, very special. As people know, all comic books are based off of real characters, real people. It's like the news. It's very accurate. And today, we have a very special guest with us. Everybody knows their sister, Poison Ivy, very famous foe of Batman. Everybody's seen the many documentaries about that character and their, you know, their just hard-hitting story. And today, we're joined by none other than Venus Flyap. Is that right? Venus Flyap?
Yeah, the TR is silent.
Got it. Well, it's so nice to meet you. It must be crazy living in such a shadow cast by your sister. I mean, she is one of the most famous villains in Batman's, you know, rogues gallery. How has that been for you? What was growing up with that kind of like?
It was challenging, you know, like Poison, her thing is that she makes people itch. Like, seriously, I don't really know how she made friends growing up, because she would just touch people and they would start to itch.
Sure.
She was not nice to her friends. She was not nice to me. She was not nice to our little brother.
Oh, there's a brother?
There is a brother. He's much younger than both of us.
Sure. And is his name also plant related?
It is.
And
it's Rose. He hates the fact that his name is Rose, but Rose Thorndike.
Just
thinks it's very feminine and he does not like it, but it fits him. It really does.
Sure, got it.
He is. They say every rose has its thorns,
uh-huh.
And you know, he does, but his petals are just so beautiful that you look straight past the thorns.
Sure. So now, are these like metaphorical petals, or like he literally is covered in petals?
Much like my sister and I, he has some plant-like characteristics.
Oh,
unfortunately,
sure.
For him, his petals are like his ears. They're just real big.
Oh, sure. That must have been tough.
Real big, real red. Yeah, he always get made fun of at school. It was sad, but you know,
man.
He protects himself. I protect him.
Sure.
You know, Poison was never around for that. You know, she just kind of did her own thing, ignored
sure.
us. It's fine. I'm not bitter about it.
So obviously, your sister, you know, has taken, like you said, she was a rough person from the get-go, right? Like, not very nice to you, not very nice to your brother. Obviously, you know, was building up to this kind of life of crime, of being kind of a no-goodnik, I guess you would say. What is your passion? What do you want to do in life? What do you want to be known for? Who is Venus Flyap?
I'm currently studying to be a horticulturist.
Oh, okay.
Hence, my family has a lot to do with like the direction that I took in life. I really love plants. I really love caring for them. I kill them a lot. But I like, yeah.
That seems inherently bad for.
Yeah, and a little morbid.
Sure.
A little bit. But you know what? I say that you learn the most about plants by killing plants. You become a great gardener by learning what makes plants die so you can prevent that moving forward. So yeah, I've killed a lot of plants. At least I haven't killed people like somebody else in my family.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's, you got it there. I mean, that's definitely good. I don't know that I would advise, you know, continuing to kill plants if your aim is to be someone who raises plants.
Oh, but that's how you learn. That's how you learn.
Sure.
Fail fast and you learn. And sure. And maybe I haven't learned everything that I need to actually keep a plant alive yet. Maybe I haven't been successful in keeping plants alive.
Sure.
But I'll learn. That's why I'm studying, you know. You just got to work towards those goals.
Sure. I mean, I understand, but I'm going to be honest, like as a parent, I don't know that I could say like I just killed my kid. That's how you learn. So I feel like that's kind of along the same lines, really. Like, maybe you shouldn't be a horticulturist.
Oh, so you don't believe in me?
No, I mean, I'm not saying that.
You're starting to sound a lot like my sister there, Q. Starting to sound a lot like my sister.
Listen, I would never. I am so happy to have you on this show. I think you're an incredible person. Really, I mean, if I'm being honest, maybe I had you on the show because I really wanted to know more about Poison Ivy because she refused to do the show and her publicist directed us to you.
You know, and I get this so often. All I hear is Poison Ivy this. Why can't you be as sensual as your sister? Why can't you be as mysterious as your sister? Why can't you be as fine as your sister? Well, you know what? I am Venus. And Venus is a goddess. Do you hear me? So you should feel lucky to get me and not Poison because she is so much ruder than I am. And she's so much less compassionate. I care. Sure. I care about people. And I care about comedy podcasts. And, yeah. And I care about equality.
Yes.
And she's a bitch.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Listen, don't worry. I'll edit that part out. Listen, we don't want Poison Ivy coming after any of us. If I'm being totally honest, this is a safe place for villains and normies, I suppose, us people would be called, right? You would be considered a bit of a normie, right? You're not like a big shot like your sister.
I like to think about myself like I'm a little bit better than normie, but you know, whatever.
Sure.
Whatever. Sure. Sure. Yeah, if you want to create a safe space for people who give wedgies to the little brothers and swirlies to the little sisters, then fine. That's your prerogative. It's your show.
Sure. Now I have to ask too, and I've always been curious about this. The fact that you and your siblings both appear to have plant-like attributes. Mm. What are your parents like?
Oh, they're beastly.
Oh, sure.
Just, we don't take after our parents at all. Like, my dad highly resembles a bear.
Oh.
And my mom like a little rabbit, and that's why they had so many children. You know, sure. She just had an appetite, you know.
Sure. No, clearly. So where did the plant stuff come into you guys' lives? Like, what was that, just like an anomaly or?
Oh, no, not at all.
Into an accident?
So my parents, it's very simple. Like, people always think there's some crazy story behind all of it. But
sure.
So my parents were both vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
Because they resembled, you know, woodland creatures so closely that they felt personally connected to animals, and they decided that they weren't gonna eat meat anymore, and they were gonna raise their kids not to eat meat. So we were vegetarians. We were raised with a very closely guarded appreciation for plants.
Sure.
We ate our vegetables 3 times a day.
Sure.
I think that's where the love of plant life came from. It was just our parents respecting the wildlife too much to want to consume it.
Did that ever make you guys feel cannibalistic because you guys have plant-like attributes and led a vegetarian lifestyle? I'm just,
you know, I had never considered that before. You are blowing my mind.
I think you're blowing a lot of people's minds right now, like that.
Blowing my mind. I had never looked at it from that perspective before. Oh my God. Because you would think like twins, it's cyclical, right? So let's say my parents didn't want to eat meat, then and I developed a subsequent appreciation for plants, then I could eat meat. Sure. But that's not the way the food chain works.
No, it's a plant eat plant world, I guess.
Oh, I guess in some weird way.
Wow. I mean, I think that is like breaking news. I'm so excited you chose Project Nerd to kind of unveil that truth about you mm-hmm. guys. And I mean, you're living your truth, obviously, clearly.
Trying.
You're going after your passions, which is a beautiful thing. Whether or not you're successful doesn't matter, right?
It's all about the process. It's all about the journey.
As long as you're chasing your dreams, that's what counts, right? Now, I do have to ask, have you ever met Batman?
You know, I've asked my sister to introduce me so many times. But that guy, he finds every excuse not to come visit, you know? And it's probably because he hates her so much. It's really not hard. Sure. I mean, I hate her, so I get it. Sure. But I've asked on so many occasions whether I can. He's so beefy. You know? He's rich and he's beefy, and I want to be a part of that. But Same. Sometimes you just.
I understand.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't really? You know?
Who doesn't want to be rich and famous and beefy?
Yeah.
You know, I want that for myself just as much as. The next,
yeah,
Jane,
sure,
or but Venus. Or Venus, yeah, I am a goddess.
Yeah,
why wouldn't Batman want to meet a goddess?
I do have another question for you. Something that I found very interesting. Considering that you guys grew up in rural West Virginia, the fact that you have a very thick New York accent, do you have? Is there like a something special behind that, or?
Yeah, it's close enough. It's close enough to New York.
West Virginia?
Yeah, it's close enough.
Sure.
It's just like Jersey. It's like Jersey is close enough.
Sure. It's like in the vicinity. It's within 1,500 miles.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. What? I got it. Okay. It I was just curious. Listen. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I found it fascinating because neither Poison Ivy nor your younger brother have a New York accent. It appears to just be you.
Oh, well, part of it was probably because I watched a lot of The Nanny mm-hmm. growing up. And Fran Drescher was one of my favorite characters.
Sure.
And so I just love her. And that probably had a lot to do with the person that I became, including the way I talk.
Understandable. I mean, just like who doesn't love rich, beefy guys, who doesn't love Fran Drescher, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But that was impressive. That was great. You sound just like her.
Thank you. I've worked really hard on that one.
You're so very welcome. Well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I do want to say thank you so much for your effort in the field of horticulture. Is that a word?
Horticulture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I don't get a lot of praise from anyone in my family, so that literally made my entire life.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Well, I mean, like I said, probably don't pursue it, but I appreciate you coming on here to talk to us about it for sure.
I'm gonna follow my dreams, Q. You can say what you want, but I'm gonna do what makes me happy, and what makes me happy is trying to make plants live, even if I am very miserably unsuccessful.
Well, I can appreciate that. And what else I would appreciate is if next time I email you, if you would just forward that on to Poison Ivy. That would be great.
I'm not happy about it because I like you so much. I'll do it.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. And if anybody wants to do some more research on Venus Flyapp, they can
the TR is silent.
That's right. Sorry.
I mean, you said it correctly. I'm just letting the audience know because they might not be able to read it.
Then I'm not sorry.
Don't be.
All.
You're doing great, hon.
And people can find you on social media, maybe? Do you have, does Venus Fly App have a social media account?
I do, but I follow like Monty Don. He is my idol.
Oh, sure.
He's a British gardener. He's great. I love him. So I am on social media. Don't currently have a very big audience, but these folks could be the first.
All right. Well, go check her out. And maybe next time we'll be back with an interview with her more famous sister, Poison Ivy. It's great having you on here, Venus. Thank you.
Thanks so much. I'm glad, even though I was a consolation prize, I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Q.
Like I said, thank you for coming on because we couldn't get her. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and that doesn't sting at all. Thanks.
Next time we'll talk to her. So I'll see you. Thank you.
All
so
right,
much.
Cool. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh man, that was something special. That was I'm just not sure.
Yeah, me neither.
I was incredibly impressed by your New York accent. I asked you to go for an Academy Award performance, and I feel like you did. I feel like you went for it.
I feel like I was channeling my inner Mike Myers.
You were, definitely. You left it all out on the field, as they say in sports, I think. I don't know sport.
Watch. I love sports.
Really. I love
sports so much. Sports balls are the best.
They're awesome, right?
Athletes. I follow sports for sure.
Yeah, they're just...
I'm not just saying that.
They're just killing it. You know, those teams, all the different teams, they're just really...
Yeah, the jerseys, I love their little costumes.
Yeah, they have the best costumes. You're so...
They do.
That's so right. And sometimes when they put the balls in the...
Where it's supposed to go?
Yep. It's
when they put it in that place where they score the points?
Yes. Or lose points, I think. I don't know. But
yeah, who
impressive.
It's a gamble, you know? It's all a game.
Who does know? I don't think anybody, you know? I think it's just...
Anybody really knows.
I think it was just lost to time. Just many, many years ago. Nobody knows.
People who say they know are only pretending really convincingly to know.
They do. They're like hipsters. They think that's what they're supposed to say, so they say it.
Yeah. Yep. They know before they realize they don't know, and they think it's cool for that reason.
And as soon as somebody else figures it out, they don't know anymore.
Yeah.
Doesn't
they're over it.
Cool. I'm out.
Over it.
I'm out. But I've
if
been
ain't first,
you're
last.
I've been a long time sports person for many years.
Me too. You and I have that in common.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on the show. Project Unreal is like the terrible stepchild of the Project Nerd Network. we're kind of that one that we're like that show that the network likes when other people think it's funny and cute, but most of the time we're just embarrassed by it.
Oh, so it's like the Saturday Night Live of the Project Nerd Network.
It is. Yes. Like
it's like embarrassing and kind of funny sometimes.
Right. And when people are talking about it, we're like, yeah, Project Unreal. That's part of the Project Nerd. We love them. Right.
Yeah.
And then
we
when
love it so
like,
much.
We're like, oh, I don't even know how that show got on here. It must.
Yeah.
Have
we know.
Itself.
We know.
I'm sure that people have enjoyed hearing you on the podcast. Can you tell me where people can find you outside of this right now?
Yeah. So you can find me on Murder, She Joked. We are on pretty much anywhere where you can find podcasts. We're on Instagram. We're at Murder, She Joked. We're on Facebook. Just search for Murder, She Joked. Follow us in all the places. We're really excited about what's to come, especially July 6th.
Yes. I am so excited. I really hope everybody tunes in. this is one of the Murder She Joked is one of the series that I have been. I mean, we have like, I don't know, I think we're at like 13 podcasts on the network now. And I can say this as the corporate lackey that I am for Project Nerd. It's my favorite podcast.
Oh, shucks.
Until my next guest comes on. And then I
of course
my favorite podcast. No,
that's how it be.
In all seriousness, though, Murder, She Joked is one of the most clever, unique podcasts that I've ever heard. So I really, really encourage all of our listeners to go check it out. If you guys even thought this was remotely funny, you are going to literally die of laughter listening to Murder, She Joked. So again,
die of laughter.
See what I did there? It's a murder podcast. You did. Well, Rachel, thank you so much again. I sincerely appreciate it. I'm sure Project Nerd listeners will be seeing much more of you outside of Murder, She Joked in the months and maybe even years to come. Who knows? Bum,
who
bum,
knows?
Bum. And until next time, people, keep it real.
Bye.